AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump rang the opening bell on Wall Street. He was greeted with chants. The president-elect says he's ready to get to work.
I think we're going to have a tremendous run. We have to straighten out some problems, some big problems in the world. It's when we left, we didn't have any of these problems. We didn't have Russia with Ukraine. We didn't have Israel October 7th.
The president-elect also invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month. Trump, with the move, is extending a diplomatic olive branch, even as he threatens to levy massive tariffs on Chinese goods once he becomes president. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan wants a ceasefire in Gaza.
I believe that every day brings increasing risk, which is why there's such urgency to try to get this deal. Obviously, we've seen the tragic death of hostages since the massacres of October 7th and over the course of the past 15 months conflict. So as soon as we can close this deal, we should close this deal in the interests of bringing those hostages home.
Palestinian medical officials say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 28 people in the Gaza Strip, including 7 children and a woman, hours after the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. An American, Travis Timmerman, who turned up in Syria today, says he was detained after crossing into the country by foot on a Christian pilgrimage 7 months ago. Timmerman says he was treated well in detention.
Did you hear the voices of torture for Syrians in the prisons?
Yes, I could hear the interrogations and the beatings.
Timmerman was likely released from Syria's notorious prisons after rebels reached Damascus over the weekend to overthrow President Bashar Assad. The Justice Department and the city of Louisville, Kentucky, have reached a police reform deal after a probe prompted by Breonna Taylor's killing. This is AP News. The Biden administration is finalizing a rule that limits bank overdraft fees.
President Biden's been speaking out against junk fees and says banks charging up to $35 to those who bounce a check is exploitative. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to cap those fees at just $5, or at least require banks to charge no more than what they lost in the transaction, or clearly post the terms of an overdraft loan. The finalized rules are set to take effect in October of next year, but it's not clear if they will survive under the incoming Trump administration, and banks are expected to fight the new regulations in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Selena Gomez says she is engaged to music producer and songwriter Benny Blanco. Gomez is a Golden Globe double nominee for her roles in Emilia Perez and Only Murders in the Building. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.